The Promise, Part 1, by Stefan Jacobson, narrated by Chris Jenkins for Saga. 1. Herdstedtvester Prison, Mixed Custody Level. It was 10 o'clock at night. The cells would be locked in an hour. A fluorescent tube on the gym's ceiling flickered. The golden letters on the black leather of a sandbag had worn off, and the inside protruded between the cracks and gaps from the generations of makeshift repairs, like the sack was hatching a pupa. Nina didn't care what state things were in. The prison gym was her refuge, a vacant zone late at night while her fellow prisoners watched television or were on Facebook, where she could do her sit-ups and push-ups in peace, skip until she tasted blood, reflect and think, despite there not being much to think about right now, in a prison. The sandbag rocked back after a combination of even, hard punches, and Nina let loose all her pent-up frustration, restlessness, and anxiety on the innocent sandbag. She sidestepped and delayed the sack's lazy swing with a score of quick, stinging jabs. Finally, it hung still and defeated, and Nina leaned forward, supporting the training gloves on her knees as she gasped for breath. After a few minutes, she wiped the sweat from her brow and straightened up. She wasn't worn out yet, and looked around for other options for combat training. There was a boxing ring of official dimensions in the middle of the gym. The ring's canvas floor had strange stains in every shade, ranging from pale yellow to dark brown. She straightened up completely, absently considering the boxing ring's frayed rope and crooked posts. The fluorescent bulb on the ceiling cracked and died. The brown panels, lime-green walls, and linoleum floor were impregnated with stale sweat, a stench that would disappear the day someone demolished the building and replaced it with a suite of offices for the prison guard's self-made, all-invading swarm of lawyers and accountants. So Nina jogged over toward the tall cracked mirror on the wall and began a new fierce battle with a slender opponent inside the glass. Someone clapped behind her, and Nina whirled round, blocks up, ready for anyone. Then she lowered her hands and smiled a little. It was Martin, the only prison officer she demeaned herself to talk to. He leaned against the doorframe with his arms crossed. He was dressed in dark blue uniform pants, black shoes and a short-sleeved light blue shirt. Keys and a pepper spray hung from his uniform belt. She recovered her breath and looked at him calmly. Martin? Nina? It's looking good. Really, really good. She shrugged, not entirely indifferent to his opinion. Martin had been a talented amateur boxer until a motorcycle accident put pay to his career. His nose had been broken and the scar tissue on one side was stiffened. His eyebrows were split, which gave his attractive face a raw danger that was contradicted by his kind brown eyes. Do you really think so? She asked. She pulled her hand out of one of the gloves and wiped her forehead. Martin sauntered closer. Yes, definitely. Except, Nina rolled her eyes. Except what? Come on then. The usual. You lower your right hand when you're jabbing from the left. You're inviting a counterhook, in my opinion. Nina snorted mockingly. So you're Rocky Balboa now. She turned back on him, went over to the boxing ring and slid in between the ropes. Then she stood in the center of the ring and looked at him challengingly. I'm open to lessons, if you're brave enough. Martin hesitated. If anyone found him in the ring with an inmate, he'd be fired and thrown out on the spot. But then again, Nina was irresistible. So feminine with her long blonde hair gathered in a tight ponytail, long neck, and body like an athletic star. She had been imprisoned with her much younger protege, Gabriella, for 16 months. After 2 months, where they'd only exchanged innocent remarks, an unexpected and very unwelcome chemistry had arisen between them, and they had used every opportunity for breathless, stolen, and intense forbidden trysts, usually of a sexual nature.